Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Hundreds of thousands of people have now fled Sudan's biggest refugee camp, Zamzam, in Darfur, after RSF paramilitaries took control. The International Organization for Migration puts the number escaping at 400,000. The medical charity MSF says many fled 70 kilometres to the town of Tawila, badly dehydrated and reporting horrific violence. Nathaniel Raymond from Yale's Humanitarian Research Lab in the US has been using satellite imagery to establish what's been happening at the camp. He said their findings were shocking.
It is a war crime, regardless of whether there were armed actors in the camp at the time of attack. And it is, given the videos we are seeing and beginning to work to verify, of summary field executions against civilians, including the death of nine of our colleagues from Relief International, it may rise to the level of crime against humanity.
The president of El Salvador says he won't return to the US a man mistakenly deported and jailed there as a gang member. Nayib Bukele said he didn't have the power to do so. He was speaking during a meeting with President Trump in the White House. The US leader didn't answer questions on whether he would respect a court order for his administration to facilitate the return of Kilmer Abrego Garcia to the US. During that meeting, President Trump also told reporters that the Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky shares the blame for the millions of people dead with the Russian president Vladimir Putin.
There was no way that war should have been allowed to happen. When you start a war, you got to know that you can win the war, right? You don't start a war against somebody that's 20 times your size and then hope that people give you some missiles. All I can do is try and stop it. That's all I want to do. I want to stop the killing. And I think we're doing well in that regard. I think you'll have some very good proposals very soon.
There was widespread outrage over Russia's attack on Sumy on Sunday. It was the deadliest attack by Russia on civilians in Ukraine this year, killing more than 30 people. Iraqi health officials say more than 1,800 people have been sent to hospital with respiratory problems after a sandstorm swept across central and southern parts of the country. The government warns that such events are likely to rise in frequency in the coming decades. Here's Charles Haviland.
One official in Mutana province reported to the French news agency at least 700 cases of what he said was suffocation. There were similar accounts from other provinces. In Najaf, a paramedic was seen helping a man gasping for air. Footage online shows areas cloaked in a thick orange haze. There are reports of several regions, including Basra and Najaf, enduring power cuts and the temporary suspension of flights. Sand or dust storms are common in Iraq and getting more so. Iraq's meteorological office blames drought, desertification and declining rainfall.
Charles Haviland reporting. BBC News. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Kaja Kallas, has said the bloc has made it very clear to countries seeking membership that it doesn't want them to attend Second World War commemorations in Russia. Next month, Victory Day events will take place in Moscow to mark the 80th anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany. The Serbian president, Aleksandar Vučić, indicated last month that he planned to attend. Reports say Saudi Arabia plans to pay off Syria's debt to the World Bank in the first known instance of Riyadh helping the new government in Damascus. Clearing Syria's $15 million arrears would make it eligible for reconstruction help from the bank. Meta's founder Mark Zuckerberg has appeared in front of a US court to defend his social media company over accusations of creating a monopoly. The Federal Trade Commission, the powerful consumer protection agency, argues that by acquiring Instagram and WhatsApp, Meta unlawfully quashed competition. Here's Lily Jamali.
Mr. Zuckerberg defended old emails presented by FTC lawyers on Monday. One email from 2011 shows Mr. Zuckerberg expressing concern about how quickly the photo-sharing app Instagram was growing, and later saying it would take too long for Facebook to catch up. His company bought Instagram in 2012 before acquiring WhatsApp 2 years later. On the stand, Meta's CEO called the correspondence relatively early conversations about buying Instagram. He says he wanted its camera technology, not its social network, which competed with Facebook.
Spanish police say they've arrested two people on the island of Mallorca suspected of selling exotic cats online. The animals included white tigers, black leopards, hyenas and pumas. Police said 19 felines had been confiscated in the operation and more than 40 animal passports seized. Law enforcement said the suspects had offered for sale one of the world's most rare and elusive cats, the clouded leopard, for $68,000. BBC News.